Hello, Audio Boo. I'm sitting in a pub, which I don't think you've ever heard me do. Well, that's actually now you in real life, in which case you've heard me in plenty of pubs. But tonight is a works do. Going out for a meal. It would have been the first gig with my band. But seeing as it got cancelled, steak, woo. It's not actually happening in this pub. It's happening in somewhere further, just a little bit further away. But I don't have to be there for about an hour and a half, something like that. So instead of walking home and walking back or spending money on buses, I'm going to camp out in a pub for a bit and have a drink. Yeah. I was talking about Folk Club last night, and we had a really silly moment. Not actually during Folk Club, but Folk Club finished, and I was sitting with Paul, Angela, Miles, and Dan, and we were talking about dreams and the way things that happen in real life while you're sleeping filter into your dreams. And it's quite a weird topic. Especially when you think about it, I think I might have slightly warped Paul's head, I think, by talking about it. But I was talking about, do you remember a while ago when I mentioned waking up to hear the neighbours or somebody next door seemingly shoulder barging a door? I may have mentioned this, I can't remember if I did. But anyway, it occurred to me that I was having a dream when the neighbour started shoulder barging a door. And the noise of him hitting the door... I'll start at the beginning. I was having this dream that I was meeting some friends of mine, and we were walking around and my friend asked me why I'd kissed his girlfriend, which is quite novel. He really enjoyed me telling him that that dream had happened. And then at one point, while my friends and I were walking around, one of them climbed up onto a wall, lay down on top of this wall and rolled off it. And the noise of them hitting the road that was on the other side of the wall was the sound of my neighbour shoulder barging a door. And in this dream before I woke up, the noise of it happening again was the sound of my friend bouncing down the road. So each bounce on the road was the sound of the neighbour shoulder barging a door. And as I woke up and realised I could still hear the noise, I realised that noise had filtered into my dream. But the thing that's weird about that is obviously your subconscious has an awful lot of time to build up a circumstance in your dream for that noise to make sense. So, and it just kind of, it occurred to me while we were talking about it last night that, say a noise happens while you're asleep, and that noise, as it happened, goes into your ear, but your subconscious slows down the process of you hearing it, and it appears that in dreams it creates a premise for that noise to make sense, presumably, possibly in a way so as not to wake you up instantly, perhaps. I don't know, but there's a significant delay between you as a sleeping person hearing that noise and that noise happening. So say you were having a dream and I started banging a table, it would be a while before that noise actually made it through to your conscious dreaming self, and it would then interpret that noise in such a way as to not to kind of infiltrate your dream. It was a kind of a strange conversation, but it made sense. I hope that made sense. But it was interesting having that conversation and thinking about it.